From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning, sunshine.
You look a little bleary-eyed. Been up Christmas shopping?
Yes.
Is this crazy that you can Christmas shop at 3 o'clock in the morning and not have to be at a store? I kind of am appreciating that.
Well, I like to go to a store here and there. I'd like to go to a store like in downtown San Francisco or something.
Oh, that would be fun.
Where everything is decorated and festive.
Yay, festive.
But I go to, you know, Target and...
Kohl's. And Walmart.
And things are decorated. It's not like department store Wonderlands or anything.
It's not like going to Neiman Marcus in Union Square.
Right.
I love that.
Or
I
Macy's
miss that.
In Union Square.
And having high tea with our pinkies out. See, this is where we come from.
But I have to do some of that. You know, just to get in the spirit. Yeah. And the rest of it, Santa's on, baby.
Santa's on.
Yep. In my pajamas.
Yep. I know, right?
Cup of coffee.
All hours of the night.
Santa's on.
I'm doing the same thing.
Yep. And oh. Man, I can kick out my shopping.
You know, it's
not
true.
As fast as I want. But.
Yeah, but it's definitely faster than parking and going to the store and dragging your stuff
There's
around the mall.
There's a lot of people that buy for it. I got a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Us a passel full.
Us too. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. Blurry eyes and all. What's going on?
All right, Carrie Underwood is now apparently the subject of some Twitter hate.
What?
Ooh.
Say it's not so. I love Carrie Underwood.
Vain. But, okay, I like her too.
She can be vain. She's got it.
Girl's got a voice,
She's
man.
Got it. She's got the voice. She got the legs. She got the looks.
She's got the man.
She got the man. She got a little man child.
And went on the way.
And that's right, she does have one on the way. It's a whole
and
plethora
a fashionable
of
scar.
Pregnancy. And a fashionable scar above her upper lip.
That she was so freaked out about. Embrace it.
Ignore it.
That whole thing was just
absolutely.
Like. That kind of stepped me back. That's the only thing that's ever stepped me back.
Anyway. What's going on with
all that? Right, she's now apparently, she's replied to a tweet from Sports Illustrated's Jessica Smetana.
Smetana?
Smetana.
Okay.
Bless me. Excuse me.
Gesundheit.
The producer criticized Carrie's Sunday Night Football intro tune.
Huh.
It was new this year called Game On. I actually kind of like it.
Yeah. It's
growing
on me.
I don't like her outfit.
She changes outfits like three times. I noticed
there's
that
one
Sunday
of them,
night.
The like the little one-piece short outfit.
One-piece leather.
She has no waist.
Yeah.
No sequins and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Jessica isn't the first to complain about the intro.
Hmm.
She was even citing a tweet from NBC football host Chris Collinsworth, who isn't fond of the intro song
either.
Nor is Chris Collinsworth fond of the 49ers,
He's
so therefore,
fond of much
I am not fond of him. Biased. Jeez.
Bitter. Party of one. Your table's ready.
But we beat the Seahawks on Sunday.
We did.
Ooh, la, 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 la. Yeah, not a Chris Collinsworth fan. Anyway, so Carrie snapped back.
Naturally. She did.
Yes, she did.
Sweet.
And she says that she knows her music isn't for everyone, but she considers herself lucky to be on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
She stole that from Faith Hill. Remember Faith Hill?
Yeah.
She did it for a while because she had a set of legs, too. It's all about the legs. I think that's what it is, because they always show the legs
in
that open.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so then she got a jab.
That had something to do with it.
Carrie got a jab.
Oh, she did? Yeah. What'd she say?
I also love women who build other women up. Just saying.
Yep. Take that, Jessica.
Jessica eventually apologized and claimed she was writing about the song, and her Twitter hate was aimed at Carrie.
Oh, gotcha. Well, the song before was based on a Joan Jett and the Blackheart song, the one from the first few years with Carrie.
Right.
I hate myself for loving you. Now, is this Game On? Is this I don't know if that's taken after a song or not. I don't know.
God, all my little alerts are going off.
I know, it's all your Santa's on. So you've been shopping already this morning, I see.
No, it's just telling me when things will be delivered. Meghan Markle is all smiles publicly whilst holding that growing baby bump.
Yeah. Yes. She's all smiles and she's,
Now, apparently, according to little sources, behind the scenes, she and Kensington Palace are apparently in crisis mode.
Uh-oh, crisis mode.
Yes, over the rift with her daddy, Thomas Markle.
Oh,
yes,
really?
Oh, of course.
Uh-huh.
Because he continues to complain that he's being frozen out.
Let it go, Thomas. Let it go.
Because it tempts me to sing it every time.
That's our thing. No, please don't. Please don't. We're running out of time as it is.
He's being frozen out from contact with his daughter, the Duchess. So yesterday on Good Morning Britain, again,
where they seem to want to pay him money to be on.
Grief. Thomas has now appealed to the Queen herself.
No.
Yes, for intervention.
Intervention
of the rift. Oh, yes.
Oh, no, that's not good. That's not going to end well.
It's got Buckingham Palace and a wad.
Back in the day, you know, the Queen could say, off with his head. And that's
She's stopped. Probably tempted.
They may be
looking at reenacting that. London Tower.
I was going to say.
Thomas Markle.
Your head on a pike. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Tower of London. Excusez-moi.
Well, yeah, okay. Oh, my God.
So palace sources have said the royal household had become enraged and yet exhausted.
Enraged, but yet exhausted. I love that. That's awesome.
I am so mad. Oh. They probably are. They're probably both. Yeah.
It just gets old after a while. It just gets old.
I just sit back and shake my head like, what the hell?
Right.
Dude, have you no shame?
So what do you think's going to happen? Do you think they're going to actually, like, behind the scenes say, dude, shut the F up and we'll let you talk to her. We'll make her talk to you. I think that's what they'll do.
You can FaceTime for 2 minutes. All right, so the sources say that, the palace sources say.
Yeah.
Not just any sources, the palace sources.
It's the palace.
They believe that Thomas has gone a step too far by trying to draw the Queen into the row.
Of course he has. He's stepping in it.
Thomas, you're giving Americans a bad name, dude.
I think that's plenty for today. What do you think?
I probably so. Let's just all scratch our heads over Thomas Markle.
That's right.
Has he no shame?
Well, no, because, you know, it makes money.
Who are his handlers?
I know. Well, they're probably making plenty of money off of him, that's for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And notoriety.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Have yourself a great day. And hashtag Halle Berry.
Absolutely.
We'll talk again tomorrow morning. And
yay, and that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.